Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show.
I am your host, Kyle Swagger. I'm just trying to liven up Monday, because it is Monday, and you know how Mondays can be. It's the 18th of May, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Google's ready to go head-to-head, yeah, with Amazon and eBay. This is at least according to the Wall Street Journal. They're going to start adding those little buy buttons directly to its search results. What you're going to see is these buttons that are actually tied with sponsored results under the Shop on Google heading. And no, they won't be used for non-sponsored links. This is purely Google's way of saying, yeah, shop with us. Once you click on it, of course, you'll be taken to the product page where you can pick your sizes, your colors, anything of your choice. And from there, you'll complete your purchase. But mind you, it's not a complete competition with, say, Amazon. Any product that you buy will come straight from the retailers. So don't look for our Google warehouse to appear anytime soon. While we're staying in the Google sphere, your Google Play Music got a little bit more convenient for you on your Android Wear watch. Smartwatches running the new Android 5.1.1 update will now let you browse your recent Play Music items. Also from the watch, you can check out your all-access radio stations if you're in the mood for a little something different. Mm-hmm. But with this update, if you're looking to browse your whole collection through your watch, it ain't gonna be much use to you. But it'll be beneficial if you just want to listen on the go. Sprint customers might be a little bit happier this Monday morning. It's expanded its free international roaming plan to 6 more countries. That includes Colombia, Denmark, Italy, Paraguay, and Sweden. Wait a minute, that's only 5. It says 6 here, they list 5. All right. In any case, they say that makes a total of 22. I'm counting 21, including the original 16 locations the company named when it launched the free data and unlimited text messaging in April. But before you start rejoicing so much, you might want to hear how much your speed is actually going to be for this free international roaming. 64 kilobytes per second. Yep, that's the max speed. A little bit faster than dial-up. Gee, Sprint, thanks a lot. Feels like 1995 all over again. Are you about to get on an airplane today? Or maybe you're already on an airplane right now listening to this podcast. If you are, thank you. Thank you so much. But I'm about to scare the hell out of you. Apparently, an FBI researcher, or at least that's what Mr. Chris Roberts is calling himself, has managed to adjust airplane controls from the in-flight entertainment center. Holy sh**. Yes, a security researcher told the FBI way back in February. Okay, we're just hearing about this now. All right. He was able to get a hold of the plane's controls mid-flight. Now, when the FBI agent searched the plane after escorting Mr. Roberts off, they actually found SEBs under 2 of the aircraft seats, which showed signs of tampering. Although Roberts is saying, no, he didn't hack in that way. But the FBI says, we believe that Roberts had the ability and the willingness to use the equipment with him to access or attempt to access the IFE, that's the In-Flight Entertainment Center, and possibly the flight control system on any aircraft equipped with the IFE system. Oh, thank you, Mr. Roberts. You've probably just given airline security another reason not to let our tablets or our laptops or our phones or any freaking thing with a chip in it on the plane ever again. And finally, you ever have so much friggin' tech in your life, you kind of thinking, you kind of focus on that, and you just kind of, I don't know what's going on around me. Well, Microsoft has some evidence to support your theory. They have actually suggested that the average attention span has fallen quite a bit since the start of the century. While people could focus on a task, say, for about 12 seconds back in 2000, they figure that's dropped to about 8 seconds in 2013. And believe it or not, they're actually comparing this attention span to a freaking goldfish. Yes, they're saying that a goldfish's attention span is 1 second faster than ours now. No, don't think it's all negative, no. Now, while tech is hurting our attention span, it also appears that it's improving our abilities to do multitasking. Although it's not really saying how well we're accomplishing that multitasking. I say screw it, let's blame Microsoft for this. The goldfish's attention span would probably go down too if he had to use Windows 8. Probably even worse, he'd probably go belly up. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter too at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Getting caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, try your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you very much for listening.